This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is probably a staple, 94.1 WYSP back in the day.
Probably.
I would imagine. All right, Ruben, let's go back like 30 years. I ask this question to people every once in a while, now that I've referenced YSP. And I get very split answers on this. Because I'm now going to go to the WIP days pre-94.1. When WIP was 610 WIP, did you refer to it more as 610 or as WIP?
Ooh.
610, I think.
I think so, too.
I think it was 610 for me.
Definitely 610 right? Yeah. For me. Yeah.
Like, hey, did you listen to 610 today?
100%.
Did you hear what Angelo said on 610 this morning?
100%. Yep.
Rhea, what do you think?
It was 610. It was always 610.
It was 610.
Like, I have the old mite flag, in a setup in my house, and it just because it's real big, it says 610.
Yep. Yeah.
So, no.
I think the station was known more as 610.
But see, Ruben didn't refer to it as 610. He referred to it as bleeping 610.
that's because I stunk and they were crushing me all the time.
But, Ruben,
that's
you.
That's what I was playing.
You would call in as a random caller while you played to, like, talk other sports sometimes also, right?
Every once in a while, yeah.
That's wild.
I think
so why would you call in to, like, talk about, I don't know, Dana Barros with the Sixers? I'm trying to think of, so 93, oh, that was a bad team. So that would have been Hersey Hawkins and Jeff Hornacek and those guys. Holy mackerel, that was not good.
I don't know what I remember. I don't remember what I called in about. Somebody has it.
All right, let me jog your memory. Not jog. Let me tap into everyone's memory on this. So Sosa, who I think was the main hero of yesterday's game. I mean, others had a part, Schwarber, and, you know. So super sub. I got him like, he's a top 7 or 8 of my lifetime off the bench. Here's what I got. Number one, I'm going 40 or so years in Philly sports. Now, Foles doesn't count because when you get in, then you become the starter. I'm not saying guy that goes from backup to starter. Backup guy. Number one, Bobby Jones.
Correct.
Okay, number two, I am torn between two. I am torn between Aaron McKee and Greg Gross.
Well, Aaron McKee.
Dude, it's tough. In basketball, like, the six man plays so much more than a bet. You know what I mean?
And he actually won the award, didn't he?
Yeah, he won six man. I mean,
Greg Gross also did it for like 12 or 13 years.
Best pitcher I ever saw in my life.
Six man?
I was young for that. I'm not sure.
I think he was.
I'm not sure.
He was pretty good.
Okay.
About Eric Bruntlett.
Eric Bruntlett. Now he's down.
He wasn't a six.
I'm taking Ricky Jordan over Eric Bruntlett.
I'm
taking Kevin Jordan over Eric Bruntlett. I'm taking Greg Dobbs over Eric Bruntlett.
Only one of them scored the winning run in the World Series with the Philadelphia Phillies. Right, I'm just saying.
Here's a Sixers name from the past. I'm taking Ron Anderson.
Oh, wow.
Remember Ron Anderson?
Yeah, I do.
Wow.
Anyway, all right. I'll tell you who I'm not taking, though, with some of the Sixers six men right now. Who the hell are they?
They don't have any six men. They're all like 10 through 12. Yeah. They don't even have a six. Six man would be the best player on the team.
It's so bad. All
right. There's a lot of questions I get about Edmundo Sosa playing every day. I think he's in his role. He's perfect in his role. Got to be careful about, I mean, could he play for a team that's, could he play every day somewhere? Yes. But I like his role and what he does. And I think Schwarber summed it up great yesterday. It takes a village. And this is a type of player that can really help this team, but
he has.
Not necessarily every day.
I agree with you. And I'll say this, Dombrowski deserves some credit because he's taking heat, rightfully
does.
So. Dombrowski deserves heat for the trade deadline stuff. It hasn't been much. But That Sosa move a couple years back in 2022, like, I never heard of the guy. He's really done a nice job.
Sosa, in this offseason, Kepler, he's been out really good so far. I know
Lizardo.
It's a long season. Yeah. I think Lizardo outstanding, and Ross threw the ball extremely well yesterday. I liked what I saw coming out of his hand. So we'll see what happens with Romano,
yep.
And I think he'll be better than he was his first outing. He threw better yesterday. But I think, you got to give him some credit, man.
Yeah.
He knows what he's doing.
All right, so all of this on the table, the 3-1 Phils, also the tush-push. You know, Jordan Schultz just weighed in, National Football Reporter, says, and I'm reading right from his piece here, he says, my understanding of the tush-push ban is that it's unlikely to have the votes to be banned, and there's a better chance discussions will be tabled for a future owners' meeting. Mm. And I don't think he's talking next year, because Elliot reported last segment that they could do a vote in May. Mm. So that is notable, John, because Jordan Schultz goes on to say, those advocating for a ban have been working to sway opinions and get it banned, but as one source put it, the current language in the proposal is just not clear enough and can be easily manipulated. Look, we talked about it when the Packers put that language forward. It's like, well, that's not the right...
No. The ban.
That's not the right language.
The immediate push.
Yeah, that
part,
was stupid.
It really didn't make sense the way they tried to do it. They were angling for it that way because that was like the path of least resistance to change something, or...
It makes
I don't
no
understand
sense.
Why they went about that angle.
What the Packers should have said to achieve their aim is a quarterback cannot be pushed after he gets the ball. Period. That's what they were trying to say. Or even a ball carrier. You can say a ball carrier that gets a direct snap from the center. Because that's what you're... Because theoretically, you can hand it to a running back or a tight end directly from the center. What they're basically trying to say is someone who gets the ball from the center shouldn't be able to be pushed. That's what they're saying. Well, that's not what they said.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go to the phones. Let's get to Ken and Cinnaminson. Ken, good morning.
Good morning, friends. How are you today?
Doing great, Ken.
So everybody knows that today is the anniversary of the Villanova defeat of Georgetown. But what I haven't heard mentioned yet is that it's also a little more notorious. And on this day in 1997, it actually was April Fool's Day for the Philadelphia Phillies. Danny Tartabull, in his third at bat as a Philly, got hit by a pitch and effectively never played again.
That was crazy.
Yeah, it was horrible.
It was nuts.
It was so bad.
I was on that club.
I thought he fouled. I could be wrong, Ken. I thought he fouled the ball off his foot.
I thought it would hit by a pitch, but
fouled him. Yeah. He smoked it off his foot. I think it was in L.A.
Man.
Either way, that was it. That was a great.
Then there was the year Mike Jackson. Ruben, you remember this. Remember when Mike Jackson couldn't answer the bell?
He couldn't answer the bell first game.
Did he ever go by Michael?
We saw him up in the pen. I think Ed Wade and I were sitting together in the box. We were excited because we had a closer. We're going to close this game out. He's throwing in the bullpen, and then he doesn't come in. He sits down. We're like, "What in the hell just happened?"
And he was the big addition.
Huge addition.
What did happen?
We were going to push. He just didn't.
Oh. He never pitched for you, right, Ruben?
No, I don't think he did.
That was a disaster.
He may have pitched a few games. I can't remember.
Yeah, that one hurt. Anyway,
what I do remember is that the man didn't pitch for us. As a closer, and it was kind of crushes.
All right, Ken, I know you didn't call in to talk about Mike Jackson. What do you got, Pat?
Yeah, so a little tush-push, and then I want to ask Ruben a question as the second best baseball player in the studio there this morning, according to you, anyway. So I did a little research on this because I was really curious when this conversation started, and we were talking about is it really going to hurt the Eagles or not. So according to NFL statistics, according to NFL.com, the Eagles and the Buffalo Bills, by far the two biggest practitioners of this play, since 2021 have run it 312 times, give or take, and it's been successful 87% of the time in that period of time. In that same period of time, just the traditional quarterback sneak, as you think of it, which is just a massive bodies too, by the way, Joe, that's been successful like 84% of the time. So the differences are not that big. And last year, the Eagles were successful 82% of the time in 2024 on their tush pushes. Now, that takes into account, like, in particular, if you think of the Cincinnati game where they ran it three plays in a row there right before the half, before they scored, those first couple attempts that don't score count as unsuccessful tush pushes.
Mm-hmm.
So all of this, when you look at it in terms of the inevitability of scoring from the half-yard line by any means in the NFL, when you look at it from that context, it really is just about jealousy and pettiness from these other NFL owners, because when the Eagles run that play, they, you know, they could walk to the line of scrimmage and say, hey, we'll run this now. And so it really is a demonstration of how physically superior the Eagles are to the other football teams when it comes to that. And I think that's what really bothers people the most, is that it's not fair that they're just so physically dominant.
No, I agree. I think people are just fed up that they can't stop it. They're trying to, you know. This is what I would have done.
It's desperate times call for desperate measures.
I'll say this,
measures.
Ruben, when you guys as the Phils, and I wasn't happy about it 30 years ago, let the Atlanta Braves in the division. 2 or 3 years later, I would have said, we rescind that vote. Let's get the Braves out of the division. That irked me, by the way. All right, Ken, give me your question for Ruben real quick. What do you got for him?
So just wanted to get his thoughts. So before the double by Stott that led to everything that transpired for the Phillies to take the lead in that inning, Kepler had led off the inning with a single, and then Castellanos was the next guy up, and there's nobody out, man on first, one run, game, seventh inning. So I know we talked a lot about small ball with the change of the approach. Ruben, do you think that there was any thought whatsoever in Nick Castellanos' head that I have to hit the ball behind the runner here in that at bat? Because it certainly doesn't look like it. And when you talk about small ball, that's what small ball is to me. You know, the kind of, you know, old guy get off your lawn crowd. You know, I just don't think that there's any possibility that Nick Castellanos thinks.
All right, that's a good question. Ken, give me who or what's foolish, and we'll get his answer. What do you got?
I'll tell you who's foolish. Kyle Quinn made me a bet at a Phillies game last year, the Phillies game where I gave you the book, Joe, that the Sixers would reach the conference finals. That was foolish.
Yeah, that did not happen.
The conference right. finals of what?
Kyle Quinn fool. Conference finals of the ping pong balls for the lottery. All right, so
if you watch Castellanos take at bats, yep. In certain situations he does special man in second, less than two outs. In certain situations when the team is down, he will try to move the ball to the right side of the field. He makes a concerted effort to do so. In that situation, I want Castellanos to hit a ball out of the ballpark. To me, he's not a situational hitter in that situation because his job is to drive in runs. And so I had no problem. He actually just missed that pitch. He hit it pretty good to the left, just to the left of the third baseman. And it's a pitch I think that he'd love to have back, but he just didn't get underneath it enough to drive it. But I think Castellanos is actually really conscientious about hitting in certain situations. I don't think that's an issue with him.
All right, 215-592-9494. Reminder, you can now watch our show. Not only listen to it here on WIP, you can watch it on YouTube. Make sure you subscribe to Sports Radio 94 WIP on YouTube. And be sure to turn on those notifications so you never miss a show. You can watch us live or you can watch us back after the show's over. One thing I think we should do... is we got to get stuff behind us, John, and not just like the WIP logo. Like, which show was it? Was it Stern where you would see the face of OJ? Like, I need mugshots behind us.
Are you
us.
Not watching? Have you not paid any attention to what I've been doing?
I have not. What do you got
Clearly.
Going?
Oh, yeah. So every day.
Well, you're on the way. I got computers yeah. in front of me.
Every day I have. So the first day I had yep. a picture of Jack Fritz oh. as a freshman
Ooh.
At Bloomsburg.
Ooh.
Then yesterday I had a picture of you in your uniform.
Okay.
And today, if people are looking on YouTube, I have, and I got this courtesy of, where was it, at Fiegel, Eagles Film Study,
yeah.
a picture of Sean McDermott looking like a clown.
Wow, look at you. So you're already on it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm impressed.
I'm having fun with it.
That's good.
So
so we do have to, you know, Seltzer, put the thinking cap on, and anyone get arrested recently, you can put a mugshot up there, or?
I don't know. It's a good question.
No, like, I've never been arrested.
And sometimes you got, you know, a show will have like 5,000 bobbleheads
yeah.
around them.
Yeah.
You know, PTI has their little things, and, you know, the Dan Patrick show's got his little stuff. And anyway, just think about it. I mean,
his little stuff.
The world's our oyster. We can do anything we want.
We can have some fun with it.
Can we get paid by a sponsor and not have the station know it? Like, if I wear a shirt, it says this is Frank's Pizza. Can I get paid by Frank's Pizza?
What are you going to like?
Get free pizza?
Yeah, for free pizza.
That's why I have my slug ball. You dumbass.
That's so good. All right, 215-592. I was joking. Ruben's really leaning in.
I'm leaning well.
215-592-9494. Coming off the torpedo batch thing, what Rob Thompson said about it yesterday and Ruben's assessment of this issue in baseball, we'll get to that coming up in 1 minute.
There's so much buzz surrounding Benari Jewelers' April bridal event. That's because they're breaking all the rules to make sure you get the best prices of the year this weekend. It's the biggest ever sale on engagement rings and wedding bands. If you've been shopping for that ring, you can throw out all of your previous pricing expectations. Just throw them out the door because this weekend you'll save up to 20% on thousands of rings. Not only will you save, but you'll also meet some of the top bridal designers too. This is such a big deal at Benari. Designers have flown in just for this occasion, bringing their entire collections with them. The ones she loves on Benari's Instagram. And best of all, they're all on sale. This weekend, save up to 20% on virtually all Benari engagement rings and wedding bands. The best pricing of the whole year. Now you can get something even more special than you'd planned. That's this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Details at BenariJewelers.com. Don't miss the best ring buying opportunity ever at Benari Jewelers, Exton in Newtown Square.
Right. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on this Tuesday morning. Philly's off today. They'll be back at it tomorrow. Torpedo bats, a big topic across America the last two or three days since it surfaced that the Yankees are using them and using them with great success. Phillies sound open-minded to using them as well. Rob Thompson talked about that. We'll get to it in a moment. Ruben, and let me just say, for those that don't know, if you're new to this one over the last couple of days, basically the Yankees have bats where the, how can I put this? The
barrel has been shifted.
The barrel has been shifted lower toward a player's hand so that if he gets jammed in a certain, not all the way down by his hands, but just a little bit lower, to create more barrel near where the hand, closer to the hands, so that it can launch the ball in a different way, and they can tailor bats to a player's batting style, the way golf clubs are, fitted for a golfer. Ruben, is this in your, and the bats do look ridiculous because it's a different looking thing. Is this a problem for baseball, Ruben?
I don't think it's a problem for baseball. I really don't. I mean, every team's going to have the access to being able to do it. If every team didn't have access to do this, then I mean, this is sort of pretty intelligent by the
Very
Yankees.
Very intelligent. Here's the problem.
Certain guys who've made, I've never picked one up. Hmm. I really have not picked one up yet, and I don't know if there's a weight distribution issue and a feel for the bat. It's different. I know that some of the Phillies have talked about it a little bit, and it doesn't seem like a major change, but a lot of it, and there's a lot of sophisticated information now, which I think is pretty cool and pretty important, that if a guy's making more consistent contact on the end of the bat, then you put the barrel on the end. If you put, closer to your hands or closer to the label, then you put most of the barrel and the power in that part of the bat. I got no problem with that.
Well, here's the problem as I see it, and it's got the if clause in it.
Yep.
If the Yankees home runs truly are increased because of this barrel thing, and if that, and here's a second if, and if that is the kind of thing that other teams could do if they use them, these type of bats, then it would really cause problems for record books and games. Two different issues. Like, I don't want games to be 9-7 with frequency because home runs happen all the time, and I don't want the record books to get obliterate it just because there's a newfound approach to a bat.
Well,
I don't know.
The record books have changed with the baseball. I mean, the baseball has changed so dramatically over the years. There are some years where it's a harder core. Yeah. It's, I mean, sometimes, like when I came to the big leagues, man, it was like a golf ball coming off there. And it's different over the years. And so I don't get caught up in that as much. I mean, there's changes that happen in the game, and I think in this instance, it's an interesting one, and it's actually kind of brilliant.
Well, it is brilliant, but
it's pretty smart.
But Ruben, if the Yankees are onto something that other teams start doing, I don't want baseball like that. I don't want that.
Why not? You don't like to have people hit the baseball for a change?
Well, it depends how many home runs we're
talking. Especially with how far ahead pitching has been. It might be a good evolution of the game.
Well, I got to see more to know, to be fair. I think the Yankees thing is probably more of an aberration than not, meaning I don't think every team's going to have 15 home runs in
three
games.
It's not a magic bat.
Baseball.
But we got to see more games to know.
This bat, correct?
I'm not sure if Alec. I think he has used it. I don't think it's a big adjustment for him. I think he has used it. But I mean, if Alec Boehm all of a sudden hit 40 home runs, that might
He used it yesterday. It arrived right before they went out, and he went 1 for 4. So, yeah. I mean, he had a line drive.
Well, let's hear what Rob Thompson said on this topic. He talked about it. I think this might have been before the game. It may have been after. But here's Rob Thompson on the bets.
Yeah, I wasn't even sure if it was a thing or not, if it was real. But I guess it is real. So we're looking into it. I know Kay Long's made a couple of calls, and we're going to look at it and see what it's about.
It's pretty wild that baseball's been around forever and that the dimensions are there to use, but nobody's ever really tried it.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's the machinery or, you know, I don't know how they make them. But it's interesting for sure.
So you'd be okay with your guys trying them out?
Sure. Yeah.
You know, here's the thing, and I'm going to relate it to the tush push. It is amazing that there are developments sometimes in sports that hadn't previously been thought of. Tush push. I would say, like, the three-point shot in basketball. Now, I'm going back to the late 80s, early 90s. Mm-hmm. I'm going to remember Rick Pitino doing it at Providence. The New York Knicks started doing it with Pitino. You know, obviously, Steph Curry took it to a whole different level in the last 10 years. But, like, let's just shoot a lot of threes. And, you know, even if it's a lower percentage of twos made, threes are more than twos. So let's shoot a lot of them. Houston Rockets with Daryl Morey were doing it. I mean, sometimes, you know, John, the third wide receiver was an example in football.
Yeah, you add more speed on the field, you get more explosive offense, you score more points.
It's just interesting that sometimes
when you play fullback,
I know that takes
you're not
spot
on the field as much.
I know. Just sometimes the things that anybody could have done and hadn't done. I mean, Babe Ruth is an example. He used a certain swing. It was part of how he would launch home runs.
He was the first launch angle guy, Babe Ruth.
No one else were doing it.
It's evolution. I mean, it's just, you know, it's a part of the evolution of sports. It's a part of evolution of anything. I mean, who would have thought that Starbucks would have done what they did?
I'm still amazed by that. I am. A store that all they do is sell coffee.
That's because you don't drink coffee.
They keep evolving.
And their food stinks. They can't even get a burger. I want to chomp on a burger.
I like their
food. You're getting a burger?
I got to get
that food.
Yeah, for what it is, it's solid.
The food.
It's not inexpensive.
You're going to the wrong place. You get breakfast food at Starbucks.
It's a last resort. It's one of those.
Breakfast food.
I'm so hungry and I got to get their two or three little things. The Rice Krispie freaking treat. Which
it
I like, but,
fancy,
but I don't want that
Rice
there.
Rice Krispie treat.
Well, I like it, but I want a meal.
It's a coffee store.
I want a meal.
It's not a food store.
Here's my point. I'm still amazed that they're that successful. That's all I'm saying. Shout out to Cameron Jones.
And all the other coffee stores that have since sprung up, too. Yeah.
All right, Ross Tucker on the Tush Push. We'll get to that and phone calls on all of these topics on 94 WIP. All right, baseball fans, obviously, we were just talking about it. Do love the long ball, in my opinion, unless there's too many, but that's a whole other matter. Look, FanDuel Sportsbook, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is leaning into the long ball with you, giving you more reasons to love home runs every Tuesday during the MLB season. It is, of course, as I've said to you many times before, Dinger Tuesdays. That's right, Dinger Tuesdays. All FanDuel customers get a home run profit boost on Tuesdays with Dinger Tuesdays at FanDuel.com/hammer. That means you can bet on the moonshots and who's going to hit them. And lock it in at FanDuel.com/hammer. You can go yard all season long and make your wins even bigger. Find the player or players that you think will go yard and lock him in on Dinger Tuesdays at FanDuel.com/hammer. Remember, of course, with college basketball, you can pick up with 3 games left who you think is going to win it all. You can apply it to pro basketball and hockey. All the bets, all the sports are there for you. All to be made at FanDuel.com/hammer.